This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
So many times, I don't know if you have this at your office, coworker comes in and is like, I had the weirdest dream last night. Kitty many times has strange dreams. I feel like, sadly, most nights I don't remember my dreams or I don't dream anymore. I don't know.
Maybe I'm just too tired. You probably dream. You just, you know, you
forget about it.
You don't wake up in the middle of the dream.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the only way you're going to remember it is if you wake up during it.
Yeah. So they asked people, what is like the main themes people have for dreams? So maybe as you're getting ready this morning, you think back to a weird dream you had. The most popular is where you're being chased. And I don't feel like that happens to you a whole lot.
No, I don't get that one.
People dreaming about falling.
No, there's always you wake up
with
either.
Sensation. A dream about someone hurting you, like, you know, wrong. Okay. A dream about running late. Yeah. I don't feel like
maybe,
you have that much.
But you're running late to a class and you can't find the classroom or you don't remember the combination.
But
is
this
that
one,
on there?
This one, though, is the one that I think is wheelhouse for Kitty. A dream where you're hanging out with a celebrity. I feel like that happens
and
to all the time.
And then something goes awry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like you've hung out with Neil Young in your dreams, I remember.
And the Beatles quite a bit. And usually when I hang out with the Beatles, I hang out with them like fresh out of Liverpool age.
So oh, then, nice.
And they give me memorabilia, which then somehow my dad loses.
Is it always your dad losing the memorabilia? No.
I don't know. And then I had the dream years ago before Donald Trump was in politics that... Uh-huh. That Lisa Marie Presley and Michael Jackson kidnapped me and took me to Trump Tower.
Really? Now, this was pre him even running for president or anything?
It was probably in the 90s. It was like right around when Michael Jackson was married to Lisa Marie Presley. When was that?
Yeah. So,
the 90s,
I mean,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kitty, are you some kind of
and
form
then,
of Nostradamus?
Somehow, magically, I got us all out of Trump Tower, and they were at my house in Stevens Point, and I played the song Ben from Michael Jackson on the family piano.
Okay, now I remember why I don't have you say these out loud.